Judges chapter 6. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord Jehovah, and the Lord Jehovah delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years, 2779 AH, 1263 BC. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. And because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made for themselves the dens which are in the mountains, and caves, and strongholds. And so it was, when Israel had sown, that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites, and the children of the east, even they came up against them. And they encamped against them, and destroyed the increase of the earth, until you come to Gaza, and left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor donkey. Because they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitude. Because both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy it. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried to the Lord Jehovah. And it came to pass, when the children of Israel cried to the Lord Jehovah because of the Midianites, that the Lord Jehovah sent a prophet to the children of Israel, who said to them, "This is what the Lord Jehovah God of Israel says. I brought you up from Egypt, and brought you forth out of the house of bondage. And I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all who oppressed you, and drove them out from before you, and gave you their land. And I said to you, I am the Lord Jehovah, your God. Do not fear the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you live, but you have not obeyed my voice. And there came an angel of the Lord Jehovah, and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah, that belonged to Joash the Abiezrite. And his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress, to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord Jehovah appeared to him, and said to him, The Lord Jehovah is with you, you mighty man of valor. And Gideon said to him, O my Lord, if the Lord Jehovah is with us, why then has all this come upon us? And where are all his miracles which our forefathers told us of, saying, Did not the Lord Jehovah bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord Jehovah has forsaken us, and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord Jehovah looked upon him, and said, Go in this your strength, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites, have I not sent you? And he said to him, O my Lord, with what shall I save Israel? Indeed, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord Jehovah said to him, Surely I will be with you, and you shall strike the Midianites as one man. And he said to him, If I have now found grace in your sight, then show me a sign that you are talking with me. I ask you. Do not depart from here, until I return to you, and bring forth my present, and set it before you. And he said, I will wait until you return. And Gideon went in, and made ready a kid, young goat, and unleavened cakes of an ephah of flour. About 6 gallons, 22.2 liters. The meat he put in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot, and brought it out to him under the oak, and presented it. And the angel of God said to him, Take the meat and the unleavened cakes, and lay them upon this rock, and pour out the broth. And he did so. Then the angel of the Lord Jehovah put forth the end of the staff that was in his hand, and touched the meat and the unleavened cakes. And there rose up fire out of the rock, and consumed the meat and the unleavened cakes. Then the angel of the Lord Jehovah departed out of his sight. And when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord Jehovah, Gideon said, Alas, O Lord God Jehovah! Because I have seen an angel of the Lord Jehovah face to face. And the Lord Jehovah said to him, Peace be to you. Do not be afraid. You shall not die. Then Gideon built an altar there to the Lord Jehovah and called it Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah is peace. To this day it is yet an Ophrah of the Abiezrites. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord Jehovah said to him, Take your father's young bull, even the second bull of 7 years old, and throw down the altar of Baal that your father has, and cut down the grove that is by it. And build an altar to the Lord Jehovah your God upon the top of this rock, in the ordered place, and take the second bull, and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of the grove which you shall cut down. Then Gideon took 10 men of his servants, and did as the Lord Jehovah had said to him. And so it was, because he feared his father's household, and the men of the city, that he could not do it by day, that he did it by night. And when the men of the city arose early in the morning, indeed, the altar of Baal was cast down, and the grove was cut down that was by it, and the second bull was offered upon the altar that was built. And they said to one another, Who has done this thing? And when they inquired and asked, they said, Gideon the son of Joash has done this thing. Then the men of the city said to Joash, Bring out your son, that he may die. Because he has cast down the altar of Baal, and because he has cut down the grove that was by it. And Joash said to all who stood against him, Will you plead for Baal? Will you save him? He who will plead for him, let him be put to death while it is yet morning. If he is a god, let him plead for himself, because one has cast down his altar. Therefore on that day he called him Jerubbabel, let Baal contend. Saying, Let Baal plead against him, because he has thrown down his altar. Then all the Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east were gathered together, and went over, and encamped in the valley of Jezreel. But the Spirit of the Lord Jehovah came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, and Abiezer was gathered after him. And he sent messengers throughout all Manasseh, who also was gathered after him. And he sent messengers to Asher, and to Zebulun, and to Naphtali, and they came up to meet them. And Gideon said to God, If you will save Israel by my hand, as you have said, Look, I will put a fleece of wool in the floor. And if the dew is on the fleece only, and it is dry upon all the earth beside it, then I shall know that you will save Israel by my hand, as you have said. And it was so. Because he rose up early in the morning and thrust the fleece together, and wrung the dew out of the fleece, a bowl full of water. And Gideon said to God, Do not let your anger be hot against me, and I will speak but this once, I ask you, let me prove, but this once with the fleece. Let it now be dry only upon the fleece, and upon all the ground let there be dew. And God did so that night. Because it was dry upon the fleece only, and there was dew on all the ground.